Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Dillard. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard strikes out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresciud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Bresciud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresciud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry takes first base on ball four. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perry moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Perry moves to third. Luplow moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wilson. Perry scores. Luplow moves to third. Francona moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bressuit fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws to second. Kindle drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Kindle. Wilson moves to second. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dillard. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bressoud hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dillard. Bressoud reaches second base with a double. Hardy moves to third. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Kirkland moves to second. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bressoud. Kindle moves to second. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Perry bunts towards first. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first, with Green covering, for the out. Kindle moves to third. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kindle scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillard moves to third. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Kirkland reaches second base with a double. Dillard scores. Francona goes all the way around to score. Kirkland moves to third. It's 7-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. It's 8-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. Hardy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-0, Indians. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dillard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bresut hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly pinch hits for Earl Wilson. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Fortnelli's now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-4 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona scores. Romano moves to second. It's 10-0, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Romano moves to third. Held moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to third. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tillman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.